I know you want us to get through another four sketches after this, rather than enjoy.
Yes, I do.
Fine. I can't believe you're clapping with, like, no countdown, no enjoyment for the rest of us. Rude, frankly.
I mean, it's just for my own
I know,
usage.
That's what I'm saying is rude about it. Just for your
I
own...
I mean, the problem is, when he claps, then you talk about it for 2 minutes, and actually it's not the mark we wanted.
If he did it properly, Richard, we would get on with it, but it's jarring.
There doesn't need to be a countdown for it.
Fine. That's pointless. Fine. It's not pointless. Joy. It's not pointless.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 798. Rejected sketch 89. Supermen.
There's four of us in the same room. Dan's still not here.
Fourth week on the trot. What a terrible result.
I mean,
for the young lad.
No, he was 4 weeks ago. Fair enough.
Dan is not in your car with you if you're listening to this while driving.
Yeah, it's a very sad state of affairs.
We're in behind. He
could be, though.
We're in the behind. It's just taking a turn.
Also, what if he's listening to it himself in the car back?
I think he knows he's in his own car.
Oh, so he doesn't listen to this.
Dad would get so confused. Where am I? They told me I'm not in my car.
He does hate to drive, though, so I can imagine him getting in that sort of
flat.
Oh,
he'd be in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
But even so, I don't think he'd leap out of the window. Of the quarter light.
Okay, casting. Laura, can
yes.
you do...
Jesus, yes, I can.
No, I think Simon's going to do Jesus.
No, you do
this
surprise
occasion.
Me.
You are going to do woman
oh.
and narration.
Fine.
Rich, do you want to be man and man too? As I think they're fairly interchangeable.
Okay.
And I'll do Superman.
Oh!
Obviously.
Oh!
What?
Fine. I didn't balk at Simon being Jesus, but I do balk at you being Superman.
I currently have the most facial hair.
You're saying he's got the beard and I haven't got
I
the
mean,
muscles.
Richard was literally Jesus 2 weeks ago and now no facial hair whatsoever. Nothing like Jesus.
I had shaved about 3 hours ago at the time of recording.
Oh, yeah.
Time more, maybe four.
But not the big shave, though. That, as we've established, was Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
As we privately established when we met, was Boxing Day.
St. Stephen's razor. I don't know what that means.
Right.
Haven't the foggiest.
It sounded like it was going to be something cool when I said it. That was bullshit.
I thought it was going to be like a good King Wenceslas.
No.
Wenceslas.
No.
Wentz. Good King Wenceslas.
No.
Wentz.
It's not in the sketch. Let's just keep going. Narrator.
Is it
Wenceslas?
No.
What is
it? Keep saying no.
Wenceslas.
No. Same as the last two times. Wenceslas.
That's
the same. Do with your
list. All I can hear is the song, which is Good King Wenceslas Last Looked Out. So it must be Wenceslas Last. Wenceslas. Wenceslas. Okay,
one too many letters.
Last.
No.
Wenceslas.
No.
Wenceslas.
No.
One too many. You're just changing
good
one.
Good King Wenceslas.
No.
That's the point. You.
Wenceslas.
Surely you narrowed it down to the point in which you go
good
wrong.
Good King Wenceslas.
No.
Wenceslas.
No.
When I sang the song, I thought it was last. I would say. Good King Wenceslas last looked
you
out.
You might have sung that, but you were wrong. You're
right, fine.
Wenceslas.
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 No!
Wences.
Wences. Yes.
Oh, Wences.
Just think of
Wences.
Wincy,
like Princess,
Wincy Willis.
I'm just think of Wincy Willis. Just
right.
Think of, I don't know, Princess.
Wenceslas. Good King Wenceslas looked out. Is it that?
I mean, close enough. You changed the first vowel to an R. And I think you still said last. Anyway, on with the sketch.
Fine. Jesus is walking along the road. Okay. Jesus is walking along a road and comes to a sign that says, "Welcome to Metropolis."
"I will show the world my second coming in this city."
Change to a park. Guy walking past Jesus.
"Good sir, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. I have returned to save the people of the earth."
"Ah, I see."
"You don't believe me."
"Well, you are hardly the first guy to claim the second coming. There's a guy over on Fifth Street claiming that Jesus has come back on his slice of toast."
"Let me perform a miracle to show you the power of the Almighty Father. I shall walk on water."
Jesus proceeds to walk around the pond a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. "I've flopping walked on water."
"Flopping? That's awesome." "Yeah, it was grand and all, you know. But, you know, like Superman can fly over water and stuff, so, you know, the whole walking thing is, you know, a nice trick and all, but not the most amazing thing I saw today. Sorry. But good luck with that."
Mum walks off. Jesus looks perplexed.
Preplexed.
Jesus looks preplexed.
He plexed him earlier on.
Next day, Jesus is walking by a group of people outside a bar. Superman lands beside them.
"We have run out of wine, and there is none left for the wedding. What are we going to do? This will be the worst wedding Cana Street will see in years."
"Fill up these two barrels and then..."
"Here you go. I just ran faster than a bullet over to France and got you some bottles from a small vineyard outside Bordeaux."
"But I was about to..."
"Think nothing of it, good sir."
Superman flies off. Next day, Jesus is walking down another street and sees people crying. "My poor Lazarus is dead. My poor sweet Lazarus."
"Let me through, please. Arise, Lazarus."
Cuts to Jesus walking down the same street and Lazarus is getting up. Jesus looks shocked.
"Don't worry, citizen. I flew around the world really fast and went back in time so that Lazarus didn't die."
Superman flies off.
"I will get you, Superman."
Just letting that sell in. Switch to the top of the building at night.
"So, Superman, we meet again."
"Why are you standing on a roof covered in sliced pans and cheap blue nun wine?"
"Ah, you have foiled my attempts to save the world one too many times. Let me turn this wine and bread into kryptonite."
"No!"
Falls to the ground in agony.
I did too. I mean, I'm pretty sure I didn't mind that.
What are you talking about? You clearly. Are you insane?
I don't remember. I need to remember my sketches.
It's got lots of Irishisms in it, for one.
And, I mean, without being rude, some of the sentences need a lot of surgery to get to the end of. There's a lot of quick editing, wasn't there, on the hoof?
There was a fair bit.
It's a nice concept. I think in a world where superheroes exist, how would they view Jesus? That is a good idea. I'm not sure it's done perfectly. But I mean, that's the first draft, isn't it? You know,
like, yeah. So why did it get rejected then?
I don't know. Maybe no one could be bothered to do it.
Remember, or back in the higher standards.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now this would get tipped and lauded our show.
It would get rewritten. But, you know, it's not a terrible joke.
There's some amusing stuff in there, definitely.
I mean, does somebody want to take it?
Not now.
Why not? It could go back in a later, you know, in like 3 weeks' time.
I think now, Simon, we're post-plexed.
I mean, this could be the first time a reject reappears later on as an actual sketch.
No, then it won't be 1,000 sketches and 1,000 days in our.
It'd be rewritten. It'd be entirely different. It'd be slightly different.
I mean, if it was about Batman meeting Buddha or something, it's sufficiently different. You could tell him some new sketch.
Hi, listeners. I hope your Monday will not be as rejectful as our reject was. Goodbye.
There we are.
Done. 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall, Simon Toohey, and Laura Taylor. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.